Understanding our new challenges.
Unit 1. Super language learners. How do people learn many languages? Reading.
If you're reading this article, there's a good chance you're sitting in a classroom taking part in an English lesson. You might be in that classroom because you love English and are motivated to learn how to use it. Or you might be there just to get a credit for class. Whatever your reason, it's likely that English is not your first language. Most probably, it's your second, or perhaps your third. But imagine if English was not the second or third, but the 10th or 20th language you could speak fluently. Impossible? Believe it or not, there are people around the world who have acquired the ability to use as many as 30 different languages. There is a name for such super language learners. Hyperpolyglots. A hyperpolyglot is usually defined as someone who can speak at least 10 languages. But there are a number of exceptional people who have learned considerably more than this. Some of them, such as Tim Keeley, did so while living in different countries. Keeley grew up in Florida, where he was exposed to native Spanish speakers at school. But it was only as an adult when he moved to Colombia, Switzerland, Eastern Europe, and finally Japan, that he acquired his current knowledge of over 20 languages. Other hyperpolyglots have achieved their ability at home. 83-year-old Derek Herning lives in the remote Shetland Islands in northern Scotland, where he offers tours to the occasional tourist in English, German, Dutch, Russian, Norwegian, Frisian, Gaelic, French, Danish, and Swedish. He won the Polyglot of Europe competition in 1990 by speaking 22 languages, but says he has learned 9 more since. How do these super language learners achieve their success? Are there some learning methods that we all can use? On a general level, linguists have uncovered some of the strategies that good language learners use to acquire their skills. For instance, Rebecca Oxford of the University of Alabama in the United States was able to identify 6 groups of strategies by interviewing and observing successful language learners. Putting them in simple terms, these groups consist of memory strategies, for example, reviewing vocabulary, cognitive strategies, for example, analyzing grammar and taking notes, planning strategies, for example, making plans to overcome your weak points, emotional strategies, for example, rewarding yourself for reaching goals, social strategies, for example, finding native speakers to talk with, and compensation strategies, for example, using gestures to communicate things you don't know how to say. There is also the important issue of motivation. If you are strongly motivated to learn the language, for example, in order to live abroad, you are more likely to work hard to achieve your goals. These are all things that, in theory, can help anybody to become a successful language learner. But what about hyperpolyglots? Do they have any extra tricks that enable them to learn languages on such a large scale? Michael Erard, who has investigated the learning habits of hyperpolyglots in a book called Babble No More, The Search for the World's Most Extraordinary Language Learners, has found super language learners often share certain characteristics. For a start, they tend to be good at mimicry, that is, copying the voices and behavior of different people. One polyglot, Michael Harris, is a good example of this. An actor by training, Harris carefully observes the facial expressions and mouth movements of native speakers of the language he is learning, which helps him to copy their pronunciation. When he speaks a foreign language, he adopts a new identity, associating the language in his head with the verbal and physical behavior of native speakers. This helps him not to confuse one language with another. Of course, he makes mistakes as he learns each language, but Harris says it is important not to feel embarrassed. It is unrealistic to expect to become a native speaker with perfect grammar and pronunciation, he says. Sometimes there will be times when you cannot express exactly what you want to say, But in those cases, you have to find other ways to communicate your thoughts. Harris also recommends regular and short practice, perhaps just for 15 minutes, 4 or 5 times a day. The quality of the practice is more important than the quantity. In the end, a determination not to give up is perhaps the most important characteristic shared by super language learners. Knowing 20 languages doesn't make you rich or famous. The main benefit is the ability to communicate with so many different people around the world. There is, however, one more advantage to language learning that scientists have recently discovered. It appears that knowing more than one language also boosts brain power. People who use 2 languages regularly have improved ability on various cognitive tasks. And what's more, they are also less likely to suffer from mental diseases like Alzheimer's. So if you ever feel frustrated or discouraged about learning English, perhaps that can be your motivation to keep studying.
Summary. Fill in the spaces with the words at the top.
Learning a foreign language is hard work, so it is amazing to think that there are people who can speak as many as 20 or 30 languages fluently. Known as hyperpolyglots, these super language learners use a variety of strategies to achieve their goals. Linguists have studied these methods in order to help people learn languages better. Hyperpolyglots also tend to be good at copying the voices and actions of different people, rather like actors, and they don't get embarrassed when they make mistakes. Above all, they are very motivated to learn and don't give up easily. Being a hyperpolyglot might not make you rich, but it will make your life more interesting.